Say everything a gamble, so I play like Rambo. No time for the scammers, bustin' boy, I keep some memo. Lit just like a camera, lit just like a candle. A1 on them, I got handles. Savage on my mantle, feeling like Nino, she can get canceled. Huh, if I get through on this cat, then shorty gon' turn to a dancer. I got that number, I'm too busy ballin', she callin', I can't even answer. Huh, two phones on my gates flow. Wildin' out, we don't lay low. Couple with me that a spray, bro, won't catch me with no halo. I need a flight to San Diego, plain as white as mayo. Currency form, talking about Play-Doh. Different colors, no Play-Doh, huh?
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Ray De Niro, here in Charlotte, North Carolina. This is my very first podcast. I'm here with Aye, rapper, brand, and friend. Thank you, Aye, for coming here. How you doing today, bro?
Blessed to be here, man. I appreciate you having me on the show, definitely, man.
So thank you for showing up today. I was wanting to talk to you about like what it means to be like a rapper in 2018. I remember the first time I met you, actually. It was at the Mom and Pop Print Shop. I was there, and I walked in, and I saw you in this fly, like, fur hoodie, and I saw you were asking about how to get your mixtape cover and about your T-shirts. Yeah. And I was, like, questioning you, was like about your music and everything. Like, I realized that you were a rapper,
right?
And I had told you that I was an up and coming rapper myself, working on my first mixtape,
right?
For people who are out there who are not, like known to your movement and your whole like music, can you describe the music behind Aye?
Gotcha. I'm gonna give them a rundown. Aye, from North Philly originally. I mean, I'm out here in 704, got a lot of love for Charlotte. But my music, I would say, is like a mix of up top and a little bit of down south. I do some of everything. I wouldn't, you know, put it in a genre like trap or something like that, but it's just music that you can move to, music that's going to motivate you, music that's going to make you think about stuff. And I'm a lyricist, so, you know, at the end of the day, I'm always going to keep them punchlines and the one-twos in there, you know, at the end of the day. So.
Okay, so, like, you go hard on your punchlines. Not a lot of rappers are doing that nowadays.
Nah, not at all. They're going weak, man.
Right. The only person I can, like, think of is, like, Nicki Minaj, but that's trying it.
we're gonna say 50-50 because she still be trying to sing, and right. I don't be with that. So, I mean.
Right. I realized that in a lot of your music, you like to, like, use old-school beats.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, man, I love the old school, man.
All right.
That's like just me getting back to the roots, you know, because, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what, you know, initially started it off for me, wanting to rap, like hearing those beats and hearing those artists give their outlook and, you know, paint their picture with that beat, you know, with those beats. That generation is like, it was the GOAT.
Right. It's like, that's where most of us get our inspiration from.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like 90s is, like, the golden, well, it's not really technically the golden era.
I would give it the golden era. Not as far as capitalism, far as money is concerned, because I feel like the rappers these days are making way more money than the rappers back then and with less talent. But, you know, that's here and there.
Okay. So when you say less talent, what do you mean exactly? Like, what?
I mean, I feel like it took a lot more for artists to get on back then. I mean, granted, you do have, you know, the whole social media presence and everything like that, but back then, it was a lot of groundwork. Like, he going to this city, passing out mixtapes, and this. Mm-hmm. Eventually, he catching on, but at the same time, the music was so real and so street that chances of that one hit being on the radio was kind of, like, slim, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the music was so raw, like, and it's like now, the music is made with the intended purpose of being on the radio. It's kind of like washed down, you know?
Right.
Like, it's like we don't really care about, you know, putting a message in this and all of that, man. Just as long as they can bob to it and radio gonna like it, you know?
Right.
I mean, which is cool, you know, get your money, but at the end of the day, you know, we gotta remember our roots and remember, you know, at the end of the day, it's hip hop.
Right. It's actually our culture, really. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't, like, realize that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, you got a lot of people imitating the culture, man, just like based off the music and stuff, man. It's crazy. Like, you got Chinese rappers, man. You got Spanish rappers. You got it's crazy, bro. This one guy, I'm not gonna knock him. He actually makes some good music. What's his name? Nav. Nav is like Indian or something like that. Yeah.
Indian?
Yeah, he's like an Indian rapper. Yeah.
Yo. Like, I feel like That's amazing, because, like, hip-hop can give anybody a voice.
Yeah.
As long as you got a mic and you got, like you said, bars, mm-hmm. like, anybody can, like, express themselves. I think that's the whole spirit of hip-hop.
But I feel like people have moved, like, past expressing themselves. People not giving it that unique expressing themselves. Mm-hmm. They're just it's more chauvinistic and, you know, bragging and stuff like that. And a lot of people just rap about a life that, you know, they want to live that they're not living yet. And that's why I feel like it's so open doors with hip hop, because anybody doing it, the message, the content is way different. It's all about, you know, talking about the girls or talking about the cars, talking about the clothes, talking about the drugs. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, we was talking about, you know, the environment and stuff. Like, I come from here, grew up here, right, seeing this, seeing that, da da da. Now, if that was, you know, still the topic and the way the music was, a lot of people, you know, wouldn't have their avenue.
Mm-hmm. So do you believe, like, there's a demand for that realness, like, in our generation?
There is, and then there isn't. Because we got a 50-50 crowd. I mean, because I know people who say they don't listen to Kendrick Lamar. They don't really listen to J. Cole, stuff like that. I know people that be like, man, I want to hear that trap stuff, you know, play this, da-da-da, you know?
Right.
But at the end of the day, I know people who wouldn't dare, like, play Lil Pump or Lil Xan or 6ix9ine or something like that, you know? They hip-hop head. They want to hear what you got to say.
Yeah.
So it's 50-50.
Okay, cool. So that 50-50, a lot of people have, like, this whole, like, stigma when it comes to, like, real experiences, like you said. Like, not a lot of people have that. Some people even go along and, like, dish other rappers whenever there is beef.
Yeah.
They bring up the point of, like, using, like, ghostwriters.
Yeah. I'm definitely not, you know, a fan of ghostwriters, you know. I mean, if you're in a studio and you stuck on a bar and you ask my man, how this sound, you know,
mm-hmm.
or how should I put it, and he tell you, you know, he kind of tweak yours and reword it, that one bar. I mean, that's not too much. But as far as somebody, you know, writing a whole song for you or most of a song for you and you just read, nah, I'm not with that.
Nah, so like if a bigger artist than yourself was like, if you found out that they ghost, like, had a ghostwriter mm-hmm. write for them, would you not work with that artist just because?
I mean, I think it depends. Like, I mean, because certain artists will do that in an attempt to, I guess, save time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They got a lot going on. They on the road. They doing shows. They doing this, that, in and out of here. So if you come with a song and it's basically already made, okay, don't get me wrong. You can make the hook. Somebody else can make the hook, and because they do that all day long. But for them to put your content, you know, I feel like, but it's just a, you know, a rush. But nah, as long as you don't do it on my music or the song that we do, I'm cool with it. And it depends on if that, like, made your whole career. Like, you've been ghostwriting for how long now? Like, how many of your hits was ghostwriting?
Right. Mm-hmm. So, talking about big stars who like ghostwriting. I didn't even know about ghostwriting, so I saw, what's that movie with the, like, NAA? Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
I didn't know people wrote, I mean, for other people, and so I saw that Eazy-E didn't write his own lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Eazy
didn't write his lyrics?
Nah, you didn't see the movie, bro?
Come on, man, nah, I didn't see the movie. I did, but I didn't see the movie.
Okay.
I don't know, I feel like I was watching it, but I wasn't really watching it.
Okay.
It might have been a Netflix and shit type.
Right. So, who are your top five inspirations?
Oh, man, that's heavy. Top five, we talking all time or we talking current?
All time,
top five. Boom. Not in this order, but just top five. I had to go Nas, Cole, Meek, Big and Pac.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can agree with Tupac and Big. That's one of my two favorites as well. What about Meek inspires you? Like, what about his career or rap style?
I would say, I mean, of course, he's from Philly. I'm from Philly, you know, so we always going to support the home team. But it's deeper than that, like, because I was listening to him when he was doing, like, freestyles from the block. He had nappy braids and stuff. He was just a regular guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he still had that energy he always brought and made sure he was felt on everything he did. He did little battle raps. He did, like, you just got to see his story progress from him basically having nothing to Ross offering him a deal to that falling through. And I would see interviews where he said he would throw events and, like, basically use his own money.
Right.
Like, boom, here goes, spend $20,000 and throw, like, a big party promoting his new tape and stuff like that. Of course, he charging, like, entry fee and stuff and finding ways to make his money back. But just the groundwork and the muscle that he was doing like that and the authenticity, you know, that's what really got me. Oh, and he's always talking about some motivational stuff. Like, granted, sometimes you might get a little, you know, high, you know, I made it, I got this, I got that, you know, but that's just how we are, you know, when you come from nothing, you know, when you right. when you deprived, you want to show off, you know, when you have it. But at the same time, I feel like, yeah, he's a real motivational figure. I like his success story. I like his flow. So yeah.
Okay.
Got that beat.
For up and coming rappers who are coming up behind you, do you have any like suggestions or advice for them coming up, like things not to do while
things not to do?
Right.
Don't think that it's all about the music. Realize that it is a business at the end of the day, and don't take everything so personal, but take certain stuff personal. Like, for example, if you're trying to reach out to a certain person or whatever, and they throw they price at you and you can't afford it or whatever, or they don't respond, don't take that personally. Just take it as, you know, you just got to step up. I mean, because you're going to get to a certain point where, you know, your talent is value and you won't accept anything less than what you're asking for. Right. So I pray, like, don't take everything personal, but know that it is a business. And just watch how you move and make sure you're covering all avenues. Like, don't be paying for stuff up front all the way and you got nothing in return. Do like a half and half.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Do the groundwork. The groundwork still works. Like, social media is cool. Don't get me wrong. A lot of people have blew up off social media. But being out here and getting in people's faces and meeting people, that's gonna be one of your major keys to success. Oh, and travel. Definitely travel. Get outside of your area, your box, your element, stuff like that. Figure out, you know, what other cultures are listening to, what they on, and try to, like, incorporate that in your music.
Okay.
Because I know a lot of people who say from St. Louis, and I'm not throwing no shots, I'm just, you know, naming St. Louis, but let's say from St. Louis, he's just talking about strictly St. Louis stuff. He could talk about, I was on such and such road with such and such and them and such and such and them, but at the end of the day, he's like, boxed in, just talking about that. You got certain people that'll tune in because, you know, out of curiosity. Then you got certain people that'll be like, okay, well, I'm not here. He's talking about some other stuff. That's next. Yeah.
Mm. Like, he's limiting himself by just rapping about his state.
Mm-hmm. Or just rapping about what he thinks the people in the, you know, direct circle around him want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Like his homies. Like, yeah. I made this song because I know my homie about it like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you said, like, rap is like a business, which I can agree.
Mm-hmm.
What other things, like, it's not, like you said, it's not just about the music. So I see that you're selling like t-shirts and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Is that like your business? Like,
mm-hmm.
like
yeah.
do you, like, so, tell me more about, is it Melania?
Millennia.
Yeah,
the name of it is Millennia. So I got that name. At first it was going to be Millennial. Basically, it's derived from the scientific term for our generation, which is the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
And a millennia is like supposed to be like 1,000 years or a dynasty.
Okay.
So I'm thinking like the new dynasty, the new wave for us. Mm-hmm. And so right now it's t-shirts, but we definitely moving forward from that. I got a line of tracksuits coming out. I'm doing athletic gear as well. And I want to do a lot of community involvement. Like, I want to go out into the community, do like giveaways or whatever, like a top prize here, or just doing stuff with the youth and things of that nature. It's gonna move way, you know, past the clothing line. But that's actually like, I'm trying to like balance on keeping them separate, because Millennia is actually a company. Like, I formed it, it's the LLC, it's registered trademark and all of that.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I don't want my music image to kind of crash too much with it.
Right.
So I've been kind of keeping them separate, but yeah. Yeah, man.
Yo, it sounds like you've been, like, working, man, yeah, staying
man.
Busy.
Yeah, man, it's hard because, like, they both full-time jobs, and then you just got regular life stuff, you know?
Right. So. It's like you're living three lives
yeah, man. Yeah.
at the same time.
I traded the I tell my man this all the time, I traded the 9-to-5 for 5-to-9.
Right. Yeah, so, I want to say, like, my personal favorite, I remember I actually bought one from you.
Mm-hmm.
I love the gold. Like, I think that, you need to stick with that, like that color, like within your
strong color, yeah.
Yeah, like, and when you say like dynasty, mm-hmm. I think of gold. Mm-hmm. So like, I would keep that like going.
That's actually the company colors is black, white, and gold.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
All right. Well, Thank you, guys, for coming. Would you like to end this off with, like, a freestyle, like a cappella?
I mean, yeah, I got something for you. I got something. Hold on.
All right.
I'm working on a new project, and the direction of it is way different. So let me see which one I'm going to give you. Okay. You said that you want it all. How you gonna get it? You gonna have to go hustle for that, cause you know it ain't given. Nah, I ain't gonna give you that one. What you want? What you want? What kind of flow do you want? Cause I do every different avenue. So.
All right. So you say you like that realness, like mm-hmm. from where you from. Mm-hmm. You can give me some of your backstory.
Give me some backstory.
It's up to you.
Tough, man. Tough. I need a beat.
A beat?
We don't got no beat. We got no
instruments. Nah, bro.
Acapella?
No, the next podcast, you might have some, you know, music. You know what I'm saying? This is our first one, you know, bro.
Yeah, you're right. All right, so I'm going to give you something off the new joint. I did a little G-mix to, what's that called? Make My Mama Proud.
Okay.
That joint, yeah. So, wait, hold on. Now I'm going to give you my Rover. I'm going to do it for the culture, do it for the kid. All
right.
So, it was like, I'm on their ass like horses. Pocket full of dead men, corpses. Wait, say you heard well who your source is. Hella saw something need an endorsement. Wait, boy, it be dripping. Shorty be tripping. Exchanging the digits, she trying to come visit. But I bought a safe, and I'm trying to fill it. Talking about cash, because I go and get it. Talking about racks, add it up. Talking about truckloads, bag it up. Niggas be salty, mad as fuck. I need a Barbie, bad as fuck. I'm getting racks, and I'm losing count. 2 chains, I need a big amount. Uh-huh. Feel like a giant, they hear me now. When I'm touching her soul, she feel me now. I got a thing for the cash. What? So I'm spending and getting it fast. Wait, can't see these niggas, my foot on the gas. Deuce ain't my cup and that's straight out the glass. I'm feeling bougie, I get to choosing. Feeling high class and shit, huh? What? She wanna do me, yeah, she on some nasty shit.
What?
Wait, I can't even fade the shit. Boy, I was made for this, I need to get paid for this. I'm from the block like I'm Jada Kiss. Eyes real red like a laser's is. But all of my niggas on major shit. Talking magazine, got a front page of shit.
Oh, snap, bro. That was hot, bro. Yo, man, I couldn't even do that, bro. I mean, I can, but not like that good, bro. That's what's up, bro. Like,
sounds slight, man. I'm trying to stay away from the remixes, but, you know, it be like little fillers and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, while I'm working on a serious project, right. I give them, like, little fillers to drop on them and stuff.
It's like mini mixtapes, kind of. Like, mm-hmm. singles, really.
Hold on, like I said something like, everything a gamble, hold up, roll the dice. Can't be slipping. If you slipping, you gonna pay the price. Lot can't left cause they ain't moving right. Say all and bet he won't bet his life. And it's like, they say everything a gamble, so I play like Rambo. No time for the scammers, but some boy I keep some memo. Lit just like a camera, lit just like a candle. A1 on them, I got handles. Savage on my mantle, feeling like Nino, she can get canceled. Huh, if I get to throwing this cash, the shorty gonna turn to a dancer. I got that number, I'm too busy balling, she calling, I can't even answer. Huh, 2 phones on my gates flow. Wildin' out, we don't lay low. Couple with me that a spray, bro. Won't catch me with no halo. I need a flight to San Diego. Plane as white as mayo. Currency foreign, talking about Play-Doh. Different colors, no Play-Doh, huh?
Yo, you just blew up the spot, bro. Just blew up the podcast, bro.
You know.
That's so.
You know.
All right,
a lot
man.
Of that going on, man.
So, any last words?
Last words. Stay tuned, man. There's a lot of big things in the work, man. Yeah, this just the groundwork. So this is like a jewel right here that they're going to go back on, let's say, 2-3 years from now, and they're going to be like, you know, this Ray first podcast, you know, he had IA, and this is before we even know about IA, and they're going back and, like, analyzing it. So, yeah, this is history in the making, man. Just stay tuned.
All right. Well, there you have it. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for tuning in, and... Like you said, stay.
Wait, hold on. Can I get my social media real quick?
Oh, yeah, man. I forgot. Go ahead.
My social media. Okay, boom. So I'm going to keep it real simple with y'all. My Snapchat, my Instagram, and all that is the same. It's I'm_IA. If you don't know how to spell that, that's IYAY. One more time. That's I'm_IYAY. Go ahead and follow me, man. I'm always posting. I'm always wilding out, man. So new music, new clothing, new everything.
All right.
Yeah.
And my bad. First podcast. You gotta start, you know, asking these things. But like I said, thank y'all for listening, tuning in. It's your boy Ray DeNiro. That's RAEDENIRO on all social platforms. So just check me out. And have a wonderful and blessed day, and thank you a lot. Much love.